Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should you charge rent for your 20-year-old junior in college who moves back home? It's a big argument my wife and I are having, and we're looking for your opinions to let us know what we should do about this. Who's right? Who's wrong? It's coming up.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. Producer Dave in studio. And if you want to listen to the show on your phone, radio.com. That's our app. That's how you do it.
I was saying my oldest, Noah, who's in college, he's going to be a junior this coming fall. Was going to get a job in Whitewater where he goes to school, but wound up getting a job in Milwaukee. So if he stayed in Whitewater, he'd have to pay rent to stay out there. Instead, he moved back home, working in Milwaukee, doesn't expect to pay rent. I say charge him at least $100. My wife says no. So we wanted to find out from you at 414-799-1099.
And I'm passionate about, $100 isn't a big deal. And maybe you take half the money, you save it, and you give it to him at the end of the summer. Jenny sent us a message here that said, charge him rent, then match it, and give it back to him at the beginning of the school year. She also added, hopefully he would use it for school expenses and not a party, LOL.
Oh,
what does that teach him? That teaches him your parents are going to lie to you and tell you you're paying money when you're not paying money.
Mom and dad are all of a sudden a bank. Producer Dave, you don't think I should charge rent?
No, he's your son. He's working. He's doing the right things. He's stepping forward in his life. He's only 20. It's not like he's doing nothing.
It teaches him how to budget, though, that these are going to be expensive.
Not if Radar's going to just give him all the money back. He could budget that himself then.
Not all of it, maybe. Maybe part of it.
This sounds like my kitchen table. That's why we're asking you. Let's go over to the phones. Carol, you're first up. Should you charge rent for a 20-year-old who moves back home after college?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Smart lady, Carol.
So you're with producer Dave on this one.
I am. I grew up in a very strict household, and I was told when I was younger, and I'm almost 50, so this was a little while ago, I was told that as long as I went to college and as long as I had a job, I could live at home until I was 25.
All right, so we got one for absolutely. Thank you,
Thank
Carol.
Thank you. Let's move on to Deanna. So should you charge rent for a 20-year-old, Deanna?
I would. Just a little bit. Like Elizabeth said, about $100 a month. It's not going to hurt him at all.
All right, so you're on Elizabeth's side on this one.
And
yeah.
What's your why?
Well, because if they come back and they're not working, or let's say, whatever, they're coming back, they're never going to leave.
They'll hang around until they're 30, like producer Dave
said.
They're
never going to leave, so give them a reason to leave. Make their own rules.
There you go.
Right.
Thanks, Deanna.
Right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, one final call on should you charge rent for your 20-year-old who moves back home? Susan, what do you think?
Yes, I 100% agree with Elizabeth. You should charge them rent. It teaches them responsibility, that nothing is just given to you in life. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I would even charge them $150 and put, like Elizabeth said, put a little bit of aside and say, here you go, here's a good new start to the next year.
Yeah, so majority are saying do it. Not
go ahead
much,
and do it.
But do it.
Yes.
Producer Dave, the millennial over here, is like, no, I want everything for free.
Give it to me until I'm 30.
That's not what I said. I didn't say everything for free. You got to put your words in my mouth.
That's kind of what was
absolutely.
Kind of what I heard.
And
I don't think so.
This day and age, the young kids feel too entitled that everything is just given to them. It's not. It's a great idea. You really should. Your wife will figure it out.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you for the call, Susan. I guess I got to get my bill ready for my kid.
Oh, boy.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Give us a call again. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.